a huge athlete. I'm talking major celebrity, big time athlete who turned down an invite to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. It was Charles Barkley.
I do feel like this sometimes. I feel as though why do people have to get married? If they truly love each other and they want to be together, why do you have to have that title?
Because, first of all, people want to be connected.
You can be connected
without
marriage.
And there's a religious aspect to it. Yeah. There's love and romance and family.
You have love or romance.
Yeah. I mean, you're married, so I don't know why you're asking that question.
I know I'm married. I'm glad we're still together. I mean, you know, marriages has ups, have up and down. But, you know, Carol said, I told you yesterday, this is the best we've ever been in our marriage.
That's
great. Did read a statistic, though, Jared, that if you lasted 20, what?
No, I'm sorry. I just didn't know where this is going. Right. Yeah.
Well, you've been.
You never know.
And I'm not anti. Believe it or not, and you know this. When people ask if they're talking about getting divorced, I tell every person, do whatever you can to make it work.
But
if I was anti, but yeah, leave that. Oh, have a divorce party.
No,
that's all tacky. Don't do all that.
You're not pro divorce, but you're also not pro marriage because
no,
if somebody
came
to you.
I'm not. No, and I never do it to their face, but now you know it. When I see anyone get engaged, I'm like, oh, don't do it.
Well,
that is bad.
Especially it depends on like how young they're. It's just like, don't do it.
Because they also deserve the happiness and gleefulness that you felt.
But I'll DJ your wedding.
He'll take your money.
And your
the
divorce
stat
party.
That I was trying to tell you, Jared, is that after 20 years, and you can read about this, a lot of marriages, it's the best point. I was shocked to read it. And Carol and I have been married that long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I married her at 13. And no, but we've been married that long. And I think after 20 years, you start realizing all the stuff that you sweat is not really a big deal. And then you embrace that they have their own opinions on things.
Yeah.
And whether it's political or not political and everything else, it's just, okay, they're their own beings too. And I can still be with them and embrace the change. What?
You're just now discovering that they are their own beings at 20 years of marriage?
I think a lot of...
Because I pretty much knew that going in.
I think most people, especially people that get divorced, have issues with, number one, evolvement of their partner. Change in
that is true.
Or evolvement of themselves.
But like, you hear people
they've changed.
We both
changed.
Well,
you probably have
too. But you're going to change.
Yes, and you have to choose to do it together.
If you're single, you're going to change from 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old.
Yes.
You're going to change.
And the big thing is the sweating the stuff that you really shouldn't have sweat.
Yeah, trust
because
me.
It again, people have it so much worse than you. You know, people would die to be in a healthy family relationship, whether it has ups or downs or trouble.
Yes.
There's always going to be trouble, right? There's nothing is perfect except for Katie and Ben.
You put that on me. I think I am more in love with my husband today than I've ever been.
Yeah.
And it grows and grows.
Oh,
however, gross. we do argue. There are days where it's like,
right.
But we...
You don't make it an option.
No.
And you also respect each other.
We don't.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Respect.
Respect from the very beginning.
How they think. It's because, you know what I've realized? You try to change a person.
You cannot.
To be more like you.
You cannot.
And, you know, even if how stupid some of the decisions are and how they think, it's
Any
what
examples?
They think. I'm not saying my marriage.
No, of course not.
And then sometimes you actually start listening and communicating
what?
Better and take their point of view.
I love that this is a 20-year revelation for you.
It's not just me. Read the stats about
that. Well, and I knew that too. And then our church had a big study that, or they had somebody do it, I've shared with you guys. The five, they have, or the name of their study, people that had talked about divorce or got close to it, and they end up staying together. After 5 years, like 95% were like, I'm so glad we didn't get divorced.
That's right.
That is
right.
So if you're thinking about it, just know, I mean, there's obviously reasons.
Oh, for sure.
There's abuse. There's
absolutely.
Emotional abuse. There's emotional neglect.
Cheating.
There's cheating.
By the way, cheating can absolutely be your deal breaker.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think for a lot of people that separate and they get their pride in the way, and you actually go through a divorce. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times it's like, well, I really don't want to. If they could put the pride away, I think sometimes a separation like that makes you realize what you really had and makes you think and makes you see from the outside what you had. And then when you get back together, you can be closer.
But there are, and I agree with that, but there are consequences to your actions.
Yeah, there are.
Where I think that maybe somebody thinking, oh, well, I cheated, but now I've learned my lesson.
Right.
Well,
it could be
that
too
might
late.
Be
damage is done.
That might be done.
Yeah, and I did read, and Jason's beaten the stats so far, that of people who separate, only like 13% then get back together, only like 13% stay married.
That's true.
Because it's an extreme thing to go through. And it just depends on the people. You don't have to be a stat, but I just go by stats just to have an idea of like the ballpark of anything that I'm working with. But then you can always change that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. So, but the one thing, I've done good. I haven't been married and I've stayed single for 4.5 years. It's a long time.
You've stayed unmarried.
I've stayed unmarried.
You've stayed unmarried.
Well, in the past, I probably been engaged to that one person. And that
thought you were real close. I think there's a bet on it. As a fact, you owe us a lunch because of it.
Well, no, still. I was getting back together, but I'm engaged.
Yeah, but still. Yeah.
Jared owes me two lunches, but I lost that bet and because I thought, I put down, yes, he'll be married. Because that was your, that's your pattern. But you would never get married again, would you, Jared?
No, I would never say, I've learned, never say never.
Mm-hmm. So you would go, do you know what the stats are for a divorce or the third
marriage? The first marriage is bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 50% is not great.
I think it's different. I think it's.
Or it's like, well, less people are getting married. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the people are getting married a little more serious.
I'll take the stats.
Maybe first marriages are 40%, I think. All marriages are 50. And then like second marriages are like 60%. And like third marriage is like 75%.
Yeah.
And then
why would you want to put yourself in that predicament?
I don't.
Then why would you ever have to get married again?
I'm just saying because he loves love.
Why would I say
no? You can love love without getting married.
Why would I say that I would never? I've learned as soon as I say I'll never do that, mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
So I'm saying right now I would say it's 10%. But that could change. I meet somebody and, you know, I win the lottery and all that money's safe and secure. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Current national divorce rate, and this is just a lot of
first
factors.
First marriages or every? All. Might be considering all.
Just all, yeah. 2.4 divorces per 1,000 people, making it between 34 and 40%, down significantly from peak rates seen in the past.
Oh, yeah, it's too expensive to get divorced.
We said there's a lot of things. It still does. There were a lot of things that were affecting the divorce rate with the stats Jared gave. There are a lot of things affecting this divorce rate, too, but that is the current stat.
Yeah.
Well, you know that. Down. Have you heard the stat about
about what?
That the divorce rate goes up huge if you win the lottery or come in a big sum of money.
Yeah.
It goes up huge.
It's because so, I'm sure greed and jealousy also go up 100%.
No, I think they're like, we can afford not to be together.
Oh, that could
say,
be too.
Divorce attorneys do say what they've run into the most. People either get back together or stay together. The biggest indicator, well, one is kids. Number two is money. They're just like, I don't want to, because it's usually women. It's unfortunate. Like they were made their stay-at-home mom or they sacrificed their career.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they go out and they're making 30 grand when their husband's making 200 or 100 or, you know, whatever. And
they've lost all that time.
And now they're, you know, they're in their 40s or 50s and they're like scrambling to make ends meet. And they're like, oh, let's go back with this idiot. You know, or vice versa. I mean, but then kids is a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
But money, that's the lottery tells you that right away. You're like, I got plenty of money. I don't need you. I don't want you.
Well, I think it's also a distraction. If you inherit $10 million, you can distract yourself a lot with doing anything you want, going around the world to get experience.
Yeah, I'd be like, what problems?
I know.
We have so much money. We could go to the Caribbean island, anywhere we want to go. Let's go together.
And Jared, just for reference, as Katie mentioned, if you just consider first marriages, it's only 33% nowadays. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they're happy, but it's 33%.
Yeah, no, I'm glad it's going down. I know, but also people getting married is going down.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people are getting married are like really serious about it.
That is.
Which is good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it should always be.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying that the old 50% of marriages end in divorce line is way too high and simplistic, especially today. 33% is a lot low, pretty low, but a lot. What's your Mormon church? You like
out? It's like 6%. I destroyed that one. It's definitely going up though, because it's anecdotal, but I've met a lot of people, not a lot, but it's more. When I was growing up, it was nobody. I knew like one divorce couple.
But were they talking about it, or happening?
No, you would know. You would know, especially like church. There's like you knew everybody because they keep our ward small enough that you would know.
Yeah.
And I think I knew one or two. And they they had been divorced for like 40 years or whatever, and or being married or whatever. And then now, I mean, I've had four or five close friends, six, seven close friends that got divorced all around the same time.
They're like, Jared did it, we could do it. Yeah. No, just kidding.
It sucks. I hate it.